It's Monday, so it's time for my weekly conversation with the political junkie, Ken Rudin. Ken, where to begin? There is so much to talk about. Welcome. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm actually kind of like dazed about the one headline after the other.
I know. Well, so as much as the Obama administration would like to talk about domestic stuff, president was out doing that, economic stuff last week. I mean, the Iran negotiations and what's happening in Greece with the EU has got to be occupying his mind. Let's talk about Greece. Are there concerns, do you think, primarily economic for the U.S. and for the administration, what this is going to mean?
Well, whenever you have a country that owes gazillions and gazillions of dollars and refuses to renegotiate or negotiate on how to pay the money that they owe, always gives the opportunity for other countries who are in debt, and of course there are many countries in debt, who say, well, if Greece can wiggle their way out of owing, paying what they owe, then of course other countries can do the same. But, you know, it's interesting, this is the front page headline of every newspaper in the country, how this could affect the world economy. I have not seen a single presidential candidate talk about that. I mean, right now they're talking about polling and Donald Trump and things like that, but nobody's talking about the Greek crisis at all.
You know, they are mentioning Iran, but in a surprisingly mild way. I mean, it sounds like, you know, candidates like Chris Christie are a little concerned about being too negative about this.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Many of the Democrats, including Robert Menendez, the senator from New Jersey, who I should add is under indictment for corruption issues, but Menendez and other Democrats are saying that they're so afraid of giving away the store. Hillary Clinton, who has obliquely criticized President Obama about a year and a half ago in an Atlantic magazine interview, is also talking about that let's not fool ourselves whether we have a deal with Iran or not. They're still going to be a belligerent nation. They're still going to promote international terrorism. So Hillary Clinton is also among those Democrats who say, you know, watch out for Iran. This is not warming of relations by any means. And of course, as long as Iran keeps insisting that there are going to be no international inspections, then you know that this is going to be a Republican issue for 2016 as well against the Democratic administration.
I do want to recall, Ken, and I'm sure you remember this too, and I think it was in the first round of debates in 2008 that President Obama, then candidate Obama, was asked about negotiating with Iran. And even then, and he took a lot of heat for this, even then he said, yes, we'd be willing to sit down and negotate over these issues. And he really had to defend that.
And do you remember who took him on the
most?
That was
Hillary Clinton, right?
Hillary Clinton,
yes,
exactly.
Right.
So Hillary Clinton, whatever you think about Hillary Clinton and her views on certain things, they have not changed. She has always been and continues to be a proponent of more assertive, more aggressive foreign policy. So, of course, that perhaps leads to the rise in polls of the Bernie Sanders candidacy and the Bernie Sanders wing of the Democratic Party, who says, look, we've had enough aggressive foreign policy with Iraq, with Afghanistan. It's, you know, a peace for a change wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
All right.
But of course, that's not going to say that Iran is going to go along with this, of course.
Right. So, Ken, here's your Name That Newsmaker of the Week, and I'll give you extra credit if you can tell us who this newsmaker is talking about. Let's listen.
I mean, he's not a stupid guy, so I don't assume he's like, he thinks that every Mexican crossing the border is a rapist. I mean, so he's doing this to inflame and to incite and to draw attention, which seems to be his organizing principle of his campaign. And he doesn't represent the Republican Party or its values.
Who is that, Ken?
That was David Durenberger talking about Rudy Boschwitz. That was Jeb Bush.
You are funny.
I know. That was Jeb Bush talking about Donald Trump. And Bush is exactly right, although Bush, to his credit, has said what Trump has said about Mexicans and people coming here from Mexico is just completely objectionable and abhorrent. Whereas Ted Cruz has talked about what Donald Trump is saying, well, this is great stuff.
I mean,
he's touching a chord and he's right.
What? No, you mean Ted Cruz is saying that.
Ted Cruz is saying that Donald Trump is right. Exactly.
Right. So,
he's afraid of offending that base of the party.
I was just going to say, and Ted Cruz and some of the other Republicans would be hanging back on this Trump stuff because when he finally drops out, they want his voters. Is that right?
Well, you know something? My prediction earlier was that he was going to drop out. He, Trump, was going to drop out in the fall when NBC was going to renew The Apprentice. But now that NBC has broken ties with Donald Trump, Trump may not feel like he has nothing to lose but continue this. But what Jeb Bush say is very said is very instructive. Trump is not an idiot. I mean, despite the way he comes across, he obviously knows his audience out there, and he knows he's touching a chord. But not only is it dangerous for the Republican Party, and it's extremely dangerous for the Republican Party, but it's dangerous for the country as well to have a serious presidential candidate. And look, if he's number two in the polls, that shows that he's some kind of serious. And to just be talking about foreign relations and Mexicans and immigrants with such a cavalier attitude, it just doesn't say much for this country.
It's just got to infuriate people like Rens Priebus, right, the Republican Party chair, who this is the last kind of issue that all he has to do is look at Mitt Romney's numbers among Hispanic voters to know where this could go.
And all you have to do is say, look, this is not the kind of rhetoric and dialogue we want to have in the party. But even Priebus is saying
right.
that, well, you know, I mean, Donald is being Donald. And of course, as long as Donald Trump is getting audiences and getting polling numbers, people are afraid to stand up to him. But that, look, if Donald Trump becomes a serious contender, and I can't believe I said those words, but if he becomes a serious contender for the nomination, then perhaps the party deserves it.
You said those words because you're looking at polling out of Iowa, right?
Yes. Well, yes and no. I mean, and New Hampshire as well. He's second to Jeb Bush. But look, we have 7 months to go. And I'm the first one to tell you that polling 7 months to go,
yeah,
let alone seven
that's
days
right.
to go, as we saw with Hillary and Obama in 2008, is just useless. But the fact is, he does attract the headlines. When you see a poll that says he's number two in the Republican Party, I mean, you say, my goodness, what has happened to this party? What has happened to the GOP?
Ken Rudin's with us, the political junkie, as he always is on Mondays at 9:45. So did you watch the Chris Christie announcement, I would assume, midweek last week?
I did, and I was impressed with it, actually.
And how so?
Well, because, I mean, look, I know he has so many problems at home. The pension system is falling apart. Two of his top aides or former aides are under indictment for the Bridgegate scandal. But he has a way of working a room. He has a way of just, I mean, aside from his shutdown, you know, sit down and shut up kind of rhetoric that people will, I think,
people
will get very
tiresome. People love that. Yeah.
Well, they love it for a while, but I think it gets very tiresome as Donald Trump gets tiresome. But he just has a way of a conversational way of, and he thinks he's going to do well, but of course, he has fallen from such high heights in 2013, 2014, when, of course, people said he was the front runner, which shows how ridiculous it is to use the word front runner 2 years before an election, let alone 7 months. But he has a long way to go, but so does everybody else with 14 candidates in and two more coming in.
Jeez.
In the next week and a half.
Yeah, I have to say, so I've got less than a minute here, Ken, but we'll be talking about Scott Walker next Monday because I think that's the date he's set for the announcement.
That is correct, yes. And he's the so-called frontrunner in Iowa, or at least leading in the polls at this point.
Ken Rudin, the political junkie, with us every Monday, and we'll see you next Monday, Ken. Thanks much.
I'll come up with more Minnesota names from the past.
I know. Eventually, you're going to run out, you know. We'll see about that.